AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Potential grand jurors gathered at the Fulton County Courthouse in Atlanta for the seating of a special grand jury in the investigation into whether former President Donald Trump and others illegally tried to influence the 2020 election in Georgia. This is Judge Robert McBurney.
There are close to 200 of you here today. Thank you for coming down to our courthouse to work through the process we're going to work through today.
It involves a January 2021 phone call in which Donald Trump pushed Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find the votes needed for him to win the state. People fleeing besieged Mariupol described weeks of bombardment and deprivation as they arrived in Ukrainian-held territory. Video posted online by Ukrainian forces showed elderly women and mothers with small children climbing over a steep pile of rubble from the sprawling steel mill in Mariupol and boarding a bus. Forecasters say the tornado that damaged more than 1,000 buildings in south-central Kansas generated winds up to 165 miles per hour. Vanessa Pierce is at the National Weather Service.
We have seven tornadoes about that occurred in our area, and then to Pika's area, which is northeast Kansas, they had three, at least according to the kind of latest look.
The Weather Service says the tornado in Andover, Kansas, was on the ground for 21 minutes. Several people were injured there. Governor Bill Lee says Tennessee is pausing executions for the rest of the year. Lee says it will provide time for an independent review of how the state's lethal injection process, as well as corrective action. A testing oversight forced him to call off the execution of Oscar Smith an hour before he was to die last month. Jurors are deliberating in the federal trial of a New York Police Department veteran charged with assaulting an officer who tried to protect the Capitol from an attacking insurrectionist mob last year. This is AP News. Two of the world's top tennis players are criticizing the decision by the All England Club to exclude players from Russia and Belarus from playing at Wimbledon because of the war in Ukraine. Rafael Nadal says he's sorry for them. Nadal says, I think it is very unfair for my Russian teammates, my colleagues. In that sense, it is not their fault what is happening at this moment with the war. Novak Djokovic is the number one player in the world.
Going through something similar earlier this year for myself. You know, it's frustrating knowing that, you know, you're not able to play.
He was deported from Australia and could not play in the Australian Open because he wasn't vaccinated against the coronavirus.
As I said, you know, I still stand by my position that I don't support the decision. I think it's just not fair. It's not right.
The All England Club says it would be unacceptable for the Russian regime to derive any benefits from the involvement of Russian or Belarusian players with the championship. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.